Kempire is brought to you by
New York City. We are coming back for an all-new show for Pride Month. June 21st, we'll be back at the Green Room 42 for all hot topics, reality television, and so much more. Join us for the Kempire After Dark tour. And if you are in Boston, we'll be there on May 30th. On July 11th, we'll be in Nashville. July 12th, we'll be back in Atlanta. And then we'll be in Seattle on August 30th. For more information on the Kempire After Dark tour, be sure to check out the description of the episode. And I can't wait to meet each and every one of you. We have a lot of things to get into.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. As always, be sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and hit that notification bell so you never miss out on breaking news when we go live or when we upload. So this is our weekly recap of Love and Marriage DC, but we also have some more reaction from our report on the Love and Marriage Huntsville story that we just did a couple of days ago and the leaked court documents that came out. But we also have to talk about some more news for the new season, season 9 of Real Housewives of Potomac. But before we get into that, as always, don't forget to like the video, don't forget to subscribe, and don't forget you can take us on the go by downloading the Kempire podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating and check out our new cover art. I hope you guys enjoy it. Wait, matter of fact, let me just show it to you here. Look, why not, right? And for those that are listening, and you can see it on the podcast, but I'm going to show another photo so you guys can actually see some of the other content that we created with this new image that we, you know, this is from a photo shoot that I did in Japan. All right. Look, I'm always working, even when I'm supposed to be vacationing. I'm always working. So let me see if I can pull this photo over for you guys so you can see it. There we go. Well, this is just a different version of what you can see on the Kempire podcast, the new image. This is from a photo shoot. Like I said, we were in a blistering cold of Tokyo doing this photo shoot, but I was excited finally to put a face to our podcast, Kempire, on all podcast platforms. So I wanted to announce that if you haven't subscribed, be sure to subscribe there and give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. All right. So we just did a story talking about these court documents that revealed some shocking claims against Martell Hult. Since then, a lot of you have been having reaction. Look, I told you in that previous video, it felt as if all of this was a plot that Carlos set up for the BS. Because as you know, the new season, season 7 or 8, 9, 10, I can't keep up anymore with Love and Marriage Huntsville, is premiering next Saturday. And it was sort of like, okay, everybody's acting up. Martell's going after Maurice and Marceau on social media. I just saw that Martell was on Instagram Live and Coleslaw was in the comment section. And you better address what they said about my daughter. But this leaked court document was from a year ago. So did she not know that this was said? Did he not tell you this? If you are the other, my lady, oh wait, look, I have this in my ready to go. So I want to replay this. You know, Martell recently did an interview with Tasha K and said that Coleslaw wasn't the mistress. What, brother?
Fairly successful couple.
I don't see anything.
Okay, that's fine. They ain't gonna hear it. Fairly successful couple. Y'all have children at the time. You have a business going. You know, you have side flings with you and Arianne. I mean, for her to go and have conversations with Arianne, obviously you and Arianne was pretty serious. Because Arianne did tell me, she was just like, you know, Melanie came over my house. My mom was there, you know, we just talk for hours. I'm like, so, why would a wife be over there talking with a, you know, and no offense to Arianne, with a side bitch? Like, what?
Arianne with no side bitch. That was my other woman. Let's get that corrected.
What's the difference?
With no side, nothing. That was my other woman. And that's just what it is. Period. So don't disrespect her like that.
I'm only speaking in hypothetical terms. That's why I said I apologize to Ariel because I do know the context of your relationship.
Yeah,
now.
That's my girl.
You know, that's your girl now.
Yeah.
So you guys are living together?
No, we're not living together.
You're not living together?
No.
Okay. Because she's over there a lot now. Yeah. She seemed to be.
She has responsibility.
Look, she got panties in her drawer, in the bedroom.
She has responsibilities.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I have.
Pause. What are those responsibilities? To please you? Look, Ariane, Coleslaw, and Martell's relationship has been like on again, off again. I'm not even sure if I should even call it a relationship. It's a some sort of relationship, no matter how you want to call it. It's not boyfriend and girlfriend, and it's definitely not husband and wife. However, like I said to you guys before, I did see, because, you know, these streets have been talking about this whole situation, when he was on Instagram Live, I believe on Saturday, Ariane was in the comment section in all caps, you know, and make sure you talk about what they said about my daughter, because in the legal document, Melody accused her daughter of bullying her Melody's children that she shares with Martell. He continues.
Responsibilities too. I take care of mine, she take care of hers.
Now, you know this clip here is going to send shockwaves through social media. So you're saying that at the time, Melody was your wife, you loved your wife, and Ariane was your other woman, and you loved her too.
Mm. Keep going.
Keep going. He can never tell the truth. He could never tell the truth. This is the thing. Because we have so much context from watching Love and Marriage Huntsville, you already know I'm not a melometer or anything like that. I'm team me all day, every day. I always tell you to be team you because we don't know these people. But if you watch Love and Marriage Huntsville, it's sort of like, Martell, people don't have to like Melody or be a fan of Melody to see the BS that you have been spilling. Like, people have dated guys that look and sound and act like you. People have had children and married guys that look and sound just like you. They're not fools, all right? So he's on a campaign on social media trying to clear his name. Speaking of social media, in those court documents, which we talked about and I didn't address, so I want to address it now. In those court documents, we talked about how Melody wanted to have the kids be able to be on social media again so that she can share photos of holidays and different things with her friends and family. Very much like what everyone does on social media. But I also told you that I feel like it's not just that. Part of being on a reality show is showing your life. How are you able to show your life? And so many people say, Melody doesn't have a storyline. Melody doesn't have a storyline. Her storyline is the same. It's always with Martell. But Martell is not allowing her to have the kids on social media or on the show. But a lot of you were saying in the comment section, well, he has no problem with his other child being on social media. Because I said this. I said, well, if a parent doesn't want to have their kids on the show, on social media, I understand, because social media can be the devil, especially in this toxic world of Love and Marriage Huntsville. It has gotten very toxic. I've seen it. I don't get a part of it, but I've seen it. So I can see why a parent might not want their children on this reality show. But a lot of you have said, well, he has no problem with Knox being on social media and things like that. Well, social media is one thing. Being on the reality show is another. And as we already know, Ariane would love to be on Love and Marriage Huntsville, but Melody's never going to let that happen. Martell's lucky to even be there, to be honest with you. He's lucky to be even there. All right. So the saga continues. As you know, the new season of Love and Marriage Huntsville premieres next Saturday, May 4th on OWN. You're welcome, Carlos. All right. Before we get into Love and Marriage DC, the reunion, don't forget to like the video. Don't forget to subscribe because it is a subscribers only live chat. And don't forget, guys, Rose Forever is one of our sponsors this month because Mother's Day is literally just a couple of weeks away. Have you gotten something for yourself, your mother figure, your godmother, your aunt, or for the guys that are watching with their wives, for the woman sitting right beside you expecting something? And I know right now she turned and looked at you with the stank face. Well, we are definitely helping you guys out with a discount. Our friends over at Rose Forever are providing you with a discount, Kempire 40, for $40 off for roses that will last you at least a year. At least. I have some roses literally from last year from around this time that still look beautiful. And I'm not ready to throw them out because there is no reason to throw them out. More information on Rose Forever and all of the new things that they have. They have hydrangeas now. They have candles. All kinds of things that fit perfectly for your mom. More information on our discount code. Plus, we have free worldwide shipping with the discount code Kempire. All of that information will be available in the description. Happy early Mother's Day. Back to this. Real Housewives of Potomac Season 9 apparently is supposed to start filming this week. Our friends over at TV Deets reported that exclusively last week. And now we have more information, including a new housewife. So as you know, I've been speculating that I felt like a shakeup was coming to the Real Housewives of Potomac. But with all of this news, you know, TV Deets reported that NECA had been fired. But NECA keeps saying, follow me, follow me. Well, look, we have to keep in mind, Married to Medicine, Phaedra just announced on the red carpet that Married to Medicine started filming about three days ago. We also saw a photo of NECA with some of the ladies from Married to Medicine, Dr. Alicia and Sweetie. So is she trying to maneuver her way over there? She said during the last part of the reunion of Potomac that they were considering her for Married to Medicine. Well, maybe they will consider her again. But I just look at NECA. Look, I have seen a lot of your comments. Give NECA a second chance. Give NECA a second chance. I'm all for giving NECA a second chance. I don't feel like it's going to be genuine. It's very clear that NECA, she tried to be in a reality show with Carlos. He revealed that. Then she revealed that she was considering doing Married to Medicine. Like, she, when I know for a fact that you're thirsty to be on reality television, I just look at you differently. And just the way that she moved throughout the season, I don't care about the Holy Ghost fire, the witchcraft. I don't even care about the shrines. It's just the way that she moved. She just wasn't likable. She dragged, like, every time she's in a scene with her husband, it's not likable. It's not enjoyable. There wasn't any redeeming quality of NECA that made me go, yeah, bring her back. Give her a second chance. Honestly, I would give Ascala more of a second chance than NECA. Just because Ascala felt neutral. I felt like Ascala could do both. And Ascala, you know, look, she has a family. Look. NECA, I know you're working on your family, and I hope that you have that. I also don't feel like Ascala was thirsty to be on reality television. When you're thirsty, and look, everybody on these Real Housewives things are thirsty, but at least they hide it better than NECA. At least they hide it better. Damn, how did I get into a NECA rant? Because it was in my mind. But let's talk about the updates of what is coming to the Real Housewives of Potomac. First off, TV Deets had reported that they were supposed to start filming for Real Housewives of Potomac Season 9 this week. Apparently, that's still happening. But they also reported that NECA was going to be let go, that she's been let go. She's been fired. I heard that weeks ago. And I've heard from multiple sources. Yeah, it's done. I don't know what she's saying or what she's doing. Well, they also reported at the time that Kiarna, who a lot of fans like, they're like, they want to see more of Kiarna. A lot of you are like, I want her to be promoted. I'm not one to just promote people. Like, I have to see more of Kiarna. I like what I saw, but I wanted to see more. I definitely wanted to see more of Kiarna. And it didn't seem like we were going to see more of Kiarna based off of what was announced. Okay. So TV Deets, though, gave us an update because I think maybe producers saw that fans were like, what? Kiarna's not coming back? We need to get a little bit more of Kiarna. So they write this. Kiarna Stewart has snagged a last-minute RHOP Season 9 contract. Rock-solid sources confirm exclusively to TV Deets. While it was initially thought that Season 8 friend of Wendy's Wendy of Cepho would not be returning, multiple insiders tell TV Deets she received a contract in the days following my last Real Housewives of Potomac exclusive. Interesting. So, as you know, previously reported, TV Deets said that Ashley Darby, I know. Giselle Bryant. Mia Thornton. Look, Mia Thornton.
Who said that?
When did she say that? You did.
Mm-hmm. Karen Huger and Wendy of Cepho are all returning as full-time housewives with filming starting next week. It should be noted when this announcement came out that Kiarna snagged a last-minute contract for Season 9, both Karen and Wendy posted Instagram stories basically confirming it. Look, I'm happy for Kiarna. And I said this last season, Kiarna getting her business featured on the show and she wasn't an official friend of. I guess she was an official friend of. She was. She just didn't have a photo because of the fight. And I thought that was great for her. And I was interested to see more. I'm definitely interested to see more. Okay. And she's a good segue between the division that still exists within this group. Okay. All right. But we have an update. We also have an update in regards to another person being added. Because I said to you, based off the cast that we have now, these women are not likable. These women are not enough for the fans to be excited about this new season of The Real Housewives of Potomac. Well, there came some good news. So TV Deets had hinted, they had hinted previously that there was someone coming. All right, there was someone that they had heard about. Well, now they're confirming that Stacey Rush is joining Real Housewives of Potomac Season 9 as a full-time housewife. Sidebar, they did not confirm whether or not Kiarna was going to be returning as full-time or as a friend of. Based off the last-minuteness of it all, says to me they will probably decide as the season goes along, which is fine. Which is fine. Maybe she doesn't have a lot going on personally. And Kiarna, it might be best. When you are a full-time housewife, they are all in your life. It's hard. When you're a friend of, it's a little easier. It's definitely a little easier. And it can still help your brand, being a part of this, and help your business. So do what you know what you're doing, girl. All right? But Stacey Rush, so let's learn a little bit more about her. So TV Deets writes, as previously reported, TVDeets.com, the Ashley, Giselle, Mia, Karen, and Wendy are all returning as full-time housewives. Kiarna Stewart have confirmed that she will be returning, according to TV Deets. Well, they said now they're hearing that Stacey Rush is going to be joining. So who is Stacey Rush exactly? First of all, take a look at this photo. Who does she look like? It's so crazy. Like, she doesn't look exactly like Kenya Moore, but they could be sisters. Oh my God. Look at her. Beautiful. Well, let's learn a little bit more about Stacey. All right. So Stacey, as you know, possibly is joining the season 9 of Real Housewives of Potomac. According to TVD's rock solid sources, Stacey may be well known to some Potomac viewers already as the longtime host of her own dedicated hour on QVC. In addition to her work on QVC, Stacey has appeared as a reporter and host on Fox 5's Morning News and Good Day DC. So people know her in the area, which I like. I like that. And as an anchor and reporter on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. I love it. I love that. So before entering the world of TV, Stacey was known as a health and wellness expert practicing yoga in over 35 countries. And while teaching for some high-profile agencies, the White House Athletic Center, American University, and NASA, according to her official website. So in local circles, Stacey is known as a bit of a DC socialite. And here's the Karen Huger connection. Sitting on boards of many charities and helping to raise money for different causes, one of the foundations she has worked with, Felicia's Fund, is where she met current housewife Karen Huger, who reportedly will be introducing her to the rest of the group. Which doesn't mean that they're best of friends or that they know each other deeply, but as Andy said at the last reunion, a lot of times if they've mingled with each other, if they've socialized with each other, that's the person normally they will ask, can she come through you? And I'm sure Karen is, you know, Karen is more than willing. She will play the game in order to make things happen on the show. We saw that this season, so I'm not surprised at that. She has a daughter and a husband. I don't know if we have much on her husband, but they write this. Not only does she boast quite the bustling career, but she's married to Timo Rush, a senior vice president with Audi, the car company. Together, they share a young daughter named Arabella. First of all, she's beautiful. look. She's beautiful. She's accomplished. All right. And for all you people trying to say, oh, Wendy's going to have a problem. Come on. Unless it actually happens, that's not my first thought. That's not my first thought, but I've seen the comments that you guys have been making in the comment section of TVD's post. And I'm just like, you guys are draining me. So TVD's continues. This is interestingly enough, no one seems to have caught on to some subtle hints Stacey has shared on social media. In her latest post from April 15, she talks about resigning from QVC to focus on being a mom. A housewife. In another post from August 16th, when she was already in negotiations with Bravo, she captioned it, "Birthday happiness," while in a very Potomac-looking setting. The caption also boasted the cherry blossoms emoji, consistently tied to Real Housewives of Potomac by Bravo and its viewers. Interesting. Look, interesting. So she, I wonder if she really was sending hints, or are we just reading too much into this? So with Stacey in the mix and other newbies on the way, R2P is certainly on its way to a whole new era, which they need, which they need. And I know a lot of people, including those three petitions, still want Giselle Bryant to leave. At this point, that's not going to happen. But we shall see what Giselle will be like in this new season, or what the edit will look like, because the edit will say a lot. The edit will say a lot. And I can definitely imagine that at least one, if not two, new housewives, well, let's say one or two OG housewives, will be gone in season 10. Anyways, and then maybe, Candace will return as a mom. Congratulations, Candace. I still think Candace needs to document this pregnancy in her own way. Get a film crew. Go talk to Candy. Get it filmed and then sell it. Sell it to Bravo. You have the relationship with Bravo, and then sell it to them. I'm just giving business advice. Come on. It's not like you don't have the context. Let Candy produce it. Candy has the relationships. Let her produce it. Not me giving y'all all the stuff to do. I just feel like Candace has a large fan base, and they would want to see it, including the Real Housewives of Potomac fans. They want to see it. They're not going to see it on season 9, at least a 3, 4, 5 part something following her pregnancy would be interesting. Especially, I want to see what happens with her mom, Mama Dot, and Chris. Now that a baby's in the mix, you know there's going to be some trouble. You know there's going to be some trouble. Not like that kind of trouble, but, you know, a little conflict. It never hurt anybody as long as it doesn't get toxic. Well, speaking of toxic, I know what you're really here for. You're here for us to talk about Love and Marriage DC. If you haven't already, be sure to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels as well. And because you have liked my video, I'm sure other things, and a lot of these YouTube streets have been hot since the Love and Marriage stuff, other content creators are starting to show up on your Explorer page. So that is really important. So be sure to like the video and be sure to like their videos. Okay. And subscribe. All right. Love and Marriage DC, this reunion, the final part. How would you guys rate it from 1 to 10? Honestly, I didn't think that it needed 3 parts, but I wasn't bored. I'm glad that we got to the reunion. I'm happy that the season's over. I think DC, and I said this last week, you deserve to have a fourth season, a second season. Winter might have been right about those contracts, because our friends at OMFG Reality TV, they posted a clip and they said, oh, this is episode, you know, season 2, episode 24. And I said, I thought this was season 3. And now with the whole winter interview that she did with Queen Sheba, I'm thinking to myself, is this... And I'm not blaming Carlos, because at the end of the day, we have to keep in mind these production companies, yes, they produce the shows, they bring the shows to the network, but the networks are the ones writing the checks, right? The networks are really pulling the strings. It makes me wonder, Oprah, what's going on over there? She's not the boss, but she's an owner, but she's a small percentage owner now. Like, she had a certain percentage when she first bought OWN. But now she only has like 5%, if that. I don't even know what the latest is. The last I checked, she only has 5%. She's still a creative director. She still has influence. But it makes me wonder what's going on over at OWN and why we had to wait over a year to get this second season, season 3 of Love and Marriage DC. But I still say, DMV, you deserve better. And you deserve another season with some quality folks. Well, speaking of quality folks, first of all, they start off this last part of the reunion between Winter and Yusha, her calling him a fraud. She feels frauded. He's like, I don't know why she feels frauded. I get why she feels frauded. But at the same time, Winter, I'm still giving you the side eye, because here we are in another season with you following after a man that you barely know and putting him on a platform. you barely know this man. You're putting him on this platform only for us to find out you've been frauded again by someone that wants to promote their brand. And he's speaking to the producers about promoting his brand. Come on, guys. I know it's been a year since when we were first introduced to Winter and that man. I wish I still had this photo up here because it was our creepy photo of that man. The man that lived in his basement and she didn't know he lived in her parents in his parents' basement because she never went over there. I mean, it was the pandemic. Then she married the man and then she divorced the man. She refused to be around the man. Then she created a song about the man. Okay. There's a pattern. There's a pattern, Winter. I don't think Yusha's great, but you also have to take some ownership in regards to the type of men that you've attracted. Sidebar, I saw Winter go, because I like certain videos on Love and Marriage, Huntsville and DC, other videos will come up. So Winter's video, she was live and she came up and I was like, she had no makeup on. And I was like, Winter, you're a beautiful woman. With makeup, without makeup. I was like, look at Winter looking all fresh and beautiful. See, I can say something nice. Look, I can say something nice. Well, the reason why Winter had went live was because Shirella basically blasted Carlos, but without saying Carlos's name. Okay, before we get into that, I want to just segue into the whole Joy and Black situation. So for those that don't understand what's been going on during the season, and Ashley and Winter have accused Joy of basically icing out Shirella and Black. And that's part of the reason why we didn't really get a lot of Shirella and Black during the season. But for those that don't know, the issues between Shirella and Shirella and Black versus Joy is because Joy was in a group with Black. And she accuses Shirella and Black of having an affair while he was still with her best friend, Joy's best friend. So Joy addresses that. So she says that, yeah, there is no issue, but this is what happened. And he basically, they're on different pages in regards to what the issue is and whether or not Shirella was the side chick. And Shirella, and I get this, nobody wants to be known as a side chick, especially if that's not the truth, all right? Especially that this is your husband. And I did see, I saw Black posted the video that went viral. Y'all said it went viral. This was my first time ever seeing the video where he proposed and they got married and all. I saw the video. Beautiful. All right. So Joy says that her best friend was dating Black and he cheated on her with Shirella. Shirella denies that. She says, we never had any relationship while he was still with this other woman. Joy says, I don't know if you were aware if they were still together or not. Black says, well, no, there was nothing that ever happened between me and Shirella. I did text her and say, you know, good job on your fitness journey. And then asked her about this whole, about this career day thing. Okay. Shirella chimed in and cleared that up. And she was like, oh, it's a career day thing. So Carlos points out, like, I think anyone else here think that would be inappropriate or considered inappropriate that Black is texting this other woman if he's in a relationship with someone else? He's texting this other woman about her fitness journey and then come to find out later you guys are now dating? It does give suspicious. And Black says, and he owns it, but Shirella and Carlos get into the sort of like heated exchange. And I was just like, ooh, this is uncomfortable. But I get where Carlos was coming from in regards to you're commenting on her fitness journey, but look, some people feel differently in regards to having opposite sex friends and things like that. Black owns the fact that those sorts of exchange were inappropriate, but I guess he's still saying, but nothing happened. Yes, I was commenting on, you know, her fitness journey, but nothing happened. We didn't hook up. We didn't go out on a date. So I want to ask you guys, because in Shirella's defense, Shirella's like, I didn't do anything wrong. He texted me first. Well, she didn't say it like this. I'm saying that he texted me and nothing happened. He was asking me about career day and things like that. But some might say he was just commenting on her fitness. You know, congrats. You lost all this weight, but fine. But I get why Joy's best friend might feel away. Like, was that all? or was this his way of trying to slide in to this whole situation while he was still with me? Maybe. But one thing that I got from this last part of the Love and Marriage DC reunion, Joy is a loyal friend. We have been critical of Joy this season, but what I got from Joy in this moment, she values friendship. She values loyalty. Her view on friendship might differ than what we think, because when Carmen said to her, you're not my best friend, she considers that you're not my friend. No, I feel like, no, Joy, I disagree. Anyone else? I disagree with that because I have my best friend and then I have people that are friends that I will share certain things with that I'm not going to, you know, share everything that I share with my best friends. That's me, though. That's me. What about you guys? You let me know in the live chat, okay? All right, guys, if you haven't already, be sure to like the video. We are talking about Love and Marriage. I was about to say Huntsville. We will next week. Love and Marriage, DC. I want to get back on track. So Joy, Black, and Sherelle finally are just sort of like ironing out what was happening during the season and why they were having the issues that they were having. Black says, though, I saw her a few months ago. I saw her at this time, and there was no beef. There was no beef. Well, look, well, I don't know. I for me, I think, and this should be easy for people to understand if I put it this way, Joy's best friend feels a way about Sherelle and Black's relationship. And as Joy being a loyal friend to her best friend, like we're not just talking about her friend, her best friend, she's just like, yeah, I'm not cool with that. I'm not rocking with that. I get it. As a Taurus, a loyal Taurus, I get it. I'm not rocking with that. But, look, twerking on a fence, religiously, okay, on this Sunday. But, understanding that you have to work, that is part of the issue here. You should have been able to film scenes because according to Ashley and Winter and their recaps, part of the reason why we didn't see a lot of Sherelle in Black was because Joy refused to film scenes with them, which basically iced them out. Some people might say, well, yeah, that's part of the loyalty. Like, I don't rock with you like that. You did what you did to my best friend. But Sherelle and Black feel really concerned that they were sort of like pushed out because of it. And also Sherelle was like, you have the narrative out there that I am a side chick. And now Sherelle is blasting production and Carlos for making her seem this way. So she posted this before we even saw the episode. She posted this, I think, on Friday, Sherelle. And she says this, I don't know who this is for, except I do. Oh, okay. She then says, yes, you are wrong. Let me say this. I haven't said anything about this show this whole second half because of the lack of protection and integrity that was given. Oh, what do you mean? Well, Carlos King? Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Lies. The lies.
She's the fact that they ran with this whack ass side chick narrative the entire season was atrocious. The Duncans chose to be on the show to create a larger impact with our business. We wanted to show what real marriage looks like, the real life struggles Black and I were having, not a made up one by an angry Black woman and supported by an angry Black man who claims to support and protect his cast. Ooh, okay. This entire reunion was a joke. This man had so much fire for me while, meanwhile, his main cast is in shambles. He chose to try and teach us a lesson of how to treat each other in our marriage? What a joke. And to be clear, I said perceived, not presented. He played on my words and tried to silence me because of his own personal feelings. She's talking to Carlos. She says, I have never experienced something so disgusting in my life. I'm so glad the show is over and we gave our 2 weeks. So she's quit. She's not. This cast is in shambles, Carlos. And supposedly they're having some sort of Mother's Day live show in the DMV. It's a mess. And we gave our 2 weeks, even if we weren't signed on to come back. This was a lesson to always listen to my gut, because my gut told me not to take the opportunity, but my mind said it would be great. Also, to be clear, yes, we took it because we thought it was an opportunity to leverage our business and impact. We were wrong. Oh, Sorella. It wasn't a fit for us nor them. This show didn't bring us celebrity. We've been that. Oh, I mean, look, I will say this based off, because, you know, we have deep DMV sources. We had a sold out show in the DMV. You guys did tell us that a lot of people know of Sorella in the DMV. Black even said that during part three of this reunion. She says, we've been that. It just made us susceptible to the negativity in the world of reality TV. And she put reality in quotes. She says, I'm done. So this is another person that has quit. No word on whether or not Ashley will be returning. I think Ashley will return, but she's been blasting the show on social media since even before the season even began. Winter, though, has said that she will not be returning, and she dropped some tea, as I said to you before, in that Queen Sheba interview in regards to how they were paid, how they were treated. I don't know why y'all surprised. This is the same man that tried to steal Candy and Escapes a Life story, and then try to bamboozle Mama Joyce. Come on.
MC.
I'm just saying. Why are you surprised? And that's just one example. There's plenty of other ones. I'm just saying, y'all keep thinking that I have something. I have no issue with Carlos. He ain't trying to steal my life story. I just like to point out what people have said, okay? I'm like, well, and we always say this. I'm okay with Carlos recapping Bravo shows. I think that's completely fine. However, it's hard for you to recap and be critical of a show when your shows aren't even at that level. It's not even at that entertainment or creative level. You can't be sitting over here saying, oh, this is wrong. They need to do this. They need to do that. When your show's over here, people are quitting left and right. People are, you know, the show is the quality of the show. That reunion set, that alone, you should have dragged them yourself. That reunion, that lighting, what in the public access? Like that alone. This is not your first reunion. Maybe at all. Well, no, not this is not their first reunion, period. I mean, for DC, I can't. All right, I'm done. Let's move on. We do want to mention Yusha, because Yusha, before he left, he decided to take his own dig at Winter, because Winter was just like, he's done. Look, he's done. He can leave. All right. But Yusha says that he didn't see that he and Winter had any issues. She broke up with him and they were fine. They hadn't spoken in a few months, and he was surprised at the energy that she gave to him at the reunion. And she was just like, you can leave. Yusha says, can I have your broom? Okay, Yusha. Yusha. Oh. And then Carlos shaded him too in regards to him wanting to promote his brand. All right. This thruple conversation. So Carmen comes out and to discuss the thruple situation, to discuss some of the things that she said about Joy not being her best friend and calling Joy out for the way she deals with things and within the group. I will say this, Carmen. Yeah, this did not highlight you in the best light. This did not highlight. I get where Joy's coming from. She said Joy was like, PR the situation. PR the on how you would handle this kind of conversation. But the thruple situation, when you look back at the clips, you seem to love to play into the thruple thing too, Carmen. And then I guess once you were around the group, maybe you wanted to be good with the rest of the group. So you were sort of like downplaying the thruple. One minute you're defending the thruple and joking about the thruple. Then the next minute you're like throwing Joy under the bus. Joy's not my best friend, which I think is fine. I get that. I'm not going to claim someone as my best friend if I'm best friends with their partner. But I know why Joy felt like she was being thrown under the bus. Joy apparently blocked Carmen. Carmen blamed Arena Because Arena was putting, she thinks that Arena was putting the seeds in Joy's brain about this thruple situation. I get where Arena was coming from, because a lot of you agreed. Like, some of your behavior, when we were first introduced to Carmen on this show with Clifton, the behavior seemed inappropriate. And what made this reunion make me think this relationship was inappropriate was that scene, that never before seen confessional from Joyce talking about how she did not feel protected. She didn't feel protected in Deep Creek. She didn't feel protected. I forgot what the other place she didn't feel protected. She just did not feel protected. And I think that was a trigger word for Clifton, because I think more so she didn't feel protected, but for him to understand, she didn't feel supported by him. But let me tell you something. I'm going to put my psychology degree to work right now. Joy, follow me. I don't know Joy's story with her father, but remember what the intuitive healer said in Deep Creek in regards to issues with her dad? Just because your father was around doesn't mean he was emotionally available. I don't know if that's your story, but the way that you reacted to not being protected made me think there was a point, probably in your childhood, that you did not feel protected. Doesn't mean that your father wasn't there. Doesn't mean that your father probably was a great father. But there might have been, and maybe you've blocked it out. I don't know. I'm just gathering what I'm sensing here. And you guys will let me know what you're sensing in the live chat and the replay crew in the comment section. In that moment, I'm watching, and I felt for Joy. I felt for you, and I appreciate you being honest. That's the one thing I have to say about Joy. It does feel like she's honest to a fault sometimes. But in this moment, I appreciate the honesty, because they ask her, are you happy? You know, does this have anything to do with your marriage? And she talks about not feeling protected. And Clifton is seeing and hearing this for the very first time. But let me tell you something, Clifton. Clifton, are you trying to navigate this relationship with Carmen despite how your wife feels? Remember, Carmen is not someone that he's known for years. Carmen is someone that he met on the same reality show that he met his wife. And he met her after his wife, and after he had a connection with his wife. Yes, she became a good friend, but that's a friend. It kind of reminds me of the situation with Married to Medicine, Dr. Simone and Cecil, in that situation. He had to give up that friendship. And I get why this is why she didn't feel protected, because of the Carmen situation as well. The Deep Creek stuff and then the Carmen situation. Because she feels as if this is one area where they will not agree. And I feel for Joy in this moment, because I don't understand why Clifton would prioritize a friendship with a woman that he just met the same time he met his wife. But you chose Joy to be your wife, your partner, your best friend. You took vows with her. F Carmen. Carmen, I'm just saying. If it was me, but I'm a Taurus, I'm loyal. What's Joy's sign? What's Joy's sign? I think we've asked this before. But she might have Taurus in, but there are other loyal signs as well. So I felt for her. I appreciate the vulnerability of her talking about not feeling protected. Like I said to you before, I feel like there was a moment in Joy's life where she felt not protected. This marriage, they say when you get into relationships, those relationships are trying to fulfill what didn't happen in your childhood. So that's why I connected what she was saying about Clifton, is that this is why she has Clifton there, because this is what she wants in her relationship. She wants to feel supported. She wants to feel protected. When Carlos asked her, you know, are you happy now? You know, did you guys have any issues? Sidebar, Carlos did ask Carmen and Clifton, was there ever a threesome? Did he ever kiss Carmen? No and no. Okay. I just want to give you all the stuff that happened. For those that don't want to watch a reunion, just watch the recap. Thank you. First of all, Clifton talking about wanting to foster a relationship between Joy and Carmen when Joy is like, I don't see it for her right now. And I don't like the fact that you're prioritizing trying to foster anything between us. Okay? Especially when you've seen what she said. He believes that it was miscommunication. I don't think it was miscommunication, to be honest with you. What do you guys think? That whole Carmen situation, Carmen is out for self. Carmen wants to be on this reality show. Carmen, sidebar, Winter posted about being on Below Deck that, you know, the charter guests paid to be on the show. And I was like, wait, is that a shot at Carmen? She taking a shot at Carmen? I believe Carmen paid the $6,000 to be on Below Deck. She was on the last couple of episodes of Below Deck. Carmen is in PR, okay? Carmen looks like she wants to not just be... That's the problem. Pay attention when you hire someone to do your marketing or your publicist. If they're thirsty to be on reality television or thirsty to be the star, that's not the person for you. You want a person that wants to play their position and be behind the scenes. Carmen, I personally wouldn't hire you because you are trying to be the star. You are on reality television. Me personally, I would not. Just me. That's just me, though. What about you guys? How would you feel about that? All right. It hurt my heart to see Joy say that, but when Carlos asked Joy if she was happy now, did you guys pay attention to her response? She didn't say, I am happy now. Yes, every relationship goes through their ups and downs. A lot of the relationships on this cast have been together for years. They're a new relationship. Yes, we understand. But her response, and I wrote her response down when Carlos asked if she felt happy now, she says that she's in a better place. Did anyone pay attention to that? Did anyone go, ding, 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 what? Like, that's not happy. I paid attention to that. And then as they were continuing to have the conversation and talk about, you know, what they've gone through and they're in a better place, I was like, a better place doesn't say that you're happy. I don't know, guys. I mean, I wish them the best, to be honest with you, but I'm surprised because Clifton talked about loyalty before in regards to Joy trying to form a relationship with Ashley in those last couple of episodes. And then Joy finally said, I like you, Ashley, but I love Clifton and Carmen more. So basically she drew the line in the sand and chose him. Okay. And that's what she wants him to do right now. And he's refusing to do that. But she did try to, you know, placate him in the moment. He's like, you know, I'm not saying that you're a bad guy or anything like that. That's just how I felt. And I wish they would have changed the word protected, because for a man saying that you didn't feel protected, it's sort of like a jab at their masculinity, a jab at their role as the husband. Okay. I think another word, another adjective, that's what she said, protected, but I think another adjective would have been she didn't feel supported in those moments. She doesn't feel supported in the situation with Carmen. Even at this reunion, he's not saying, Carmen, we had a friendship, but at the end of the day, this is my wife. I made vows to her. That's what Joy wants to hear. I'm sure a lot of women that are watching this are saying, that's what we want to hear. And the fact that you will not say that is a red flag. Why do you value this friendship with Carmen over your wife? The person that you lay your head next to every day, the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with. That is a red flag. I wish everyone the best. I wish everyone the best. But I wish this cast the best, because who will return? We already know Raina and Jamie already, because this is what they've dreamed of their entire lives. We've been recapping the show since season one. We knew that both Raina and Jamie, they've been thirsty to be on reality television based off the DMV streets told me. And so they're not going anywhere. So rebuilding this cast around Raina and Jamie, okay. Look, okay. I thought we might get a little bit more Shirella in Black in season 4 or season 3 or whatever you want to call it. But no, she says she's not coming back. Winter says she's not coming back. Ashley is up in the air. I think Ashley would come back. I definitely think Ashley would come back. I definitely also think that Clifton and Joy will come back. So that's enough. And then try to find new people to build around them. I don't know if I'm that invested in this current cast. What about you? Guys, don't forget, we have some live shows coming up, including an all new live show for Pride Month coming to New York City. More information on our tour dates will be available in the description. And don't forget, you can take us on the go by downloading the Kempire podcast with our new photo. Is available on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. 5-star rating, because those ratings, very much like the likes. If you haven't liked the video already, be sure to like the video. And if you're watching the replay, like the video, subscribe. But rating us on podcast platforms like that are important as well. So be sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify if you haven't already. Thank you to our channel members. Thank you to our subscribers. And of course, we could not do this without the loyalty and the hard work of our King's Guards. So be sure to thank them in the live chat. They do a lot of hard work all the time. They are here all the time. We appreciate their support as well. And we appreciate those of you that aren't subscribed and that watch in the bushes and don't like the video, but you're watching and you're watching for a good hour. Thank you. Because it counts. Was there anything else? Well, if there was, I would have remembered. I have notes, but yeah, I don't think anything else was that important to discuss. Next week, a new season of Love and Marriage Huntsville will begin. So as you know, there will be a lot of mess on social media, as always, for those. I only cover the most important things in regards to Love and Marriage Huntsville, but for the most part, I'm just going to focus on what we see in the season. There are plenty of wonderful content creators covering all of the mess on social media, so be sure to check them out. And by liking our video, those content creators will start to show up on your Explorer page, all right? Tell them Kempire sent you. Okay. Anyways, thank you all for being here. I hope you guys have a great rest of your Sunday. I'm going to go, you know, look, what else? Summer House Martha's Vineyard's coming on tonight. And then, of course, our recap on Monday. We have a special guest joining us, so stay tuned for that. That's going to be fun. So if you haven't subscribed, subscribe and turn on your notifications. And if you haven't been notified, maybe turn them off and turn them back on and double check that you're still subscribed, because that is a thing on YouTube. Shout out to everyone watching on Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter. We appreciate you guys being here as well. We haven't forgotten about you. And be sure to check out everything that you may have missed over the weekend. We had some Amanda Seale stuff. We had an update in regards to this Jeannie Mai and Jeezy story. Yes, there was another update. So be sure to check that out. This divorce is getting messy.
Messy!
Guys, I will see you guys later. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Bye, y'all.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Podcast. As always, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And for everything Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.